Running back Lamar Miller talking about a different energy on offense with Bill O'Brien calling the plays this year instead of what's been going on in the past. Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu, Ted Johnson, and let's start right there. How much of a difference does OB calling the plays make for this offense?
Well, I think if anything, he's just more involved in the teaching aspect of the game, which is, I think, something that he does really well. I think it's something that he enjoys doing. I think the players like hearing his perspective from what he's learned from his years in New England and his years of coaching experience. But I think more than just him being the one calling the plays, everyone just is into the offense. As far as like Lamar Miller, last year he was basically a rookie, so yeah, he's more comfortable in the offense. You've got guys that are not rookies anymore at their respective positions. Everybody's had a little bit of experience, so I think that all is going to play together, especially with Bill calling the plays. They all say it's a little bit faster, it's a little bit more energetic. We'll see when tomorrow rolls around, but we've definitely seen it in the preseason.
Yeah, Ted, what's the importance of tempo on an offense?
It's huge. Well, it's huge because here's the thing about the Texans, okay? What they're going to do, you look, a lot of people think there's deficiencies at wide receiver, okay, at quarterback, offensive line, there's all these. But here's the thing. They're going to out-scheme you, and they're going to out-execute you. That's how they're going to win football games on offense, is that's how they're going to move the ball. You go, okay, well, you know, maybe you don't have a proven quarterback yet. You have an offensive line that's still trying to find its way. You have young receivers. You know how you move the ball, and everybody's wondering how this offense is going to move. You out-execute and you out-scheme, and that's what Bill O'Brien is very, very good at. And that's what Tom Savage is very good at as far as executing, knowing where to go with the football, reading defenses, getting them in, get them in the right play call based on what they're seeing. And then you talk about different tempos. You can go hurry up. You can go two minute. You can go muddle huddle. And that really can throw defenses off. So there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors maybe that's going to have to go with this offense because of some deficiencies they have at certain positions. But that's okay. This coaching staff is qualified to get that done.
All right, just a moment ago we heard from Lamar Miller, running back. You touched on it last year. Basically like a rookie. He's been in the league for 4 or 5 years now, but first season with the Texans. Have we not talked enough about him? Might he be a little bit more important than kind of the attention that we've given him so far this offseason?
Well, I think we haven't talked about him much because we haven't really seen much of him. Yeah. They didn't really bubble wrap him, but you only saw him get 12 carries throughout the preseason. But obviously he's important. This team runs the ball more than any other team in the league. So Lamar Miller's role in this offense is going to be vital. But I think there's been so much attention on Tom Savage and the quarterback situation that we haven't talked about him as much. But let's not count out those tight ends either, because they're coming off a huge year, a record year, 115 receptions and all those touchdowns, and they're going to be a big part of this offense again this year.
What's your take on Lamar Miller and also how that relates to Deontay Foreman and what he might bring to the table?
I'm going to tell you guys something. It's very difficult to play from a defensive standpoint, an offense that has running backs that have diverse skill sets. And, Lamar Miller and I think Deontay Foreman have varied skill set. You throw in Tyler Irvin in there, and all of a sudden in Alfred Blue, they all bring a little something different to the table. So 1 week, one running back might be highlighted, and then the other week, another running back might be highlighted based on what team they're playing and what their weaknesses are and that they perceive weaknesses are for that defense. So I can't wait to see how they use them. I wonder if they're going to use more of that zone run scheme, that stretch kind of Gary Kubiak style with the one cutback, because when they did that in the preseason, they had a lot of success with Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman. So I'm wondering if they're going to stick to that or if they're going to go mix and mix with a power game that they like to do too. I love that zone run stretch one cutback because it makes it very clearly defined for the running backs, and I saw them having huge success doing that in the preseason.
Yeah, and you were with us at training camp in West Virginia. Let's talk about the offensive line.
Yeah.
The big guy's not there. 76, Dwayne Brown, not going to play tomorrow. What do you see from this offensive line that gives you hope, and what do you want to see maybe improved a little bit?
Look, they have to get better protecting the quarterback. They have to from the inside out. They had a rough game against the Saints in preseason, but the first two games, Carolina and the Patriots, they had really good. So I thought they did a nice job in protection. So it's that group, those offensive linemen, to me, are the most important unit on a football team. They set the tone. Their attitude, their disposition, are they nasty? Are they mean? Are they tough? And then the rest of the team kind of, falls in line after that. I think this offensive line with Nick Martin, Xavier Suafilo, it's time for this kid. He's got to step up. Jeff Allen, I'm told that he's playing better than he did when he came here last year. So when I give up, Kendall Lamb, I'm a big fan of. I think he's going to do just fine. He's not Dwayne Brown, but I think he'll be more than serviceable at left tackle.
Okay, stick with us, because a little bit earlier we heard some incendiary remarks. That's flamethrowing for all my friends out there that don't know what incendiary means. It's actually not flamethrowing. But anyways, we're getting beyond ourselves. Ted Johnson's picking fights. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Extra Points.